Hello friends, welcome to BizSchool. We are on Chapter 3, Strategic Marketing for Emerging Financial Business Models. The basic objective of this chapter is to explore how emerging financial models are reshaping the way financial services are marketing. It also emphasizes the role of data, digital engagement, and trust building as key drivers of sustainable growth across the diverse customer context. Now, why do we say financial services are at a strategic crossroads? The financial space is transformed because of the digital first ecosystems. Customers just don't want products, they want experiences. And here comes the financial services' main role is to create value. It can't be a tactical or product-centric approach, but it requires strategy to deal with specific marketing ecosystems. Financial services are entering a hybrid era wherein traditional foundations with disruptive innovations are blended. In Chapter 1, we understood about marketing ecosystem. In Chapter 2, we saw different types of financial services and consumers. And now the focus shifts to strategy. How can we create value and experiences in this marketing ecosystem with the changing consumers? As business models evolve, marketing can no longer be tactical or product-led. It must become strategic, insight-driven, and experience-focused. Traditional products still meet essential needs, but the expectations around how they are delivered have changed. The future of financial service will not replace the past, but it will reconfigure it. We have seen the 7 P's of marketing, which is the backbone of traditional financial marketing. That is a product which should be simple, reliable, clearly defined financial offerings. Then the price, it has to provide competitive rates, transparent fees, bundled benefits. The place where branches and ATMs and as well as apps and websites should be user-friendly. Then the promotion with advertising, email, relationship managers, people, they should include skilled staff, advisors, relationship officers. Process should be smooth onboarding and service delivery. Physical evidence should have proper documentation, simplified documentation, portals, brand queues, visible supports. The 7 P's build trust and scale, but were designed for a slower, linear customer journey. In this chapter, we are going to see how these 7 P's could be reconfigured to map with the changing business models. The rise of new financial business models have created a unique need. From products to platforms and embedded experiences, new business models have been created. There is a rapid emergence of buy now, pay later, embedded finance, super apps, robot advisors, and fintech startups are moving faster and leaner. The traditional institutions respond via digital redesign and platform partnership to survive in the market. Customers now expect instant access, invisible finance, and hyper-personalization. And innovation is not just changing what finance offers, but it's changing how finance fits into daily life. And this has given rise to new finance business models. Now, the new strategic imperatives for financial marketers is to think differently. Marketers should deliver value to the customers, and it's not just about selling a product, it's about making experiences that blend smoothly into a customer's everyday life. Marketers must navigate an environment where traditional trust-based models meet the disruptive tech-enabled experiences. In a world of rising competition, regulation, and digital noise, marketing must become strategic, adaptive, and deeply customer-centric. Only then the value can be created and customer have good experiences. Financial marketers need a new strategic lens, and this lens should align with the business model, with the customer experiences, as well as create value for the customers. Now let's understand why a new strategic lens is needed. When we saw the evolution of traditional models, we have seen legacy marketing worked in the world of branch first delivery, pushing the products and customer had a limited choice. There were very few competitors and financial services were delivered in a well-defined format. However, there is no such environment which exists because of disruption of technology, because of various factors which we saw digital first, the omni-channel services. World is shaped by many powerful changes at both the macro and the micro level. And today's the complexity demands rethinking. There has to be a strategy which has to evolve with consumer behavior, competition, technology, as well as regulation. The challenge is not just doing marketing better, but doing marketing differently. Only then financial services providers can get a competitive edge. Financial marketers have to stay flexible, think ahead, and adapt to the changing needs of the customer in order to stay relevant and build the trust. Customers have different touch points to interact, like the mobile apps, the websites, the ATMs, the chatbots, and even the latest, the super apps and the e-commerce platforms. What does the customer expect? Customers simply expect relevant, timely, and personalized communication. Financial decisions are no longer linear, but they are fragmented and movement-driven. They have to be aligned based on the touch points customer actually uses. Traditional banks face pressure to simplify the processes, upgrade the digital interfaces, as well as personalize these services. In this situation, the fintechs offer a very useful service for upgrading the platforms. This provides speed, simplicity, as well as superior digital experience. Trust is no longer institutional, it is social, because any single review, any expertise provided by the influencer or even the online community can have an impact. Reputation is built or damaged in real time. And hence, adopting a new strategic lens is not an option, but a necessity. Friends, one has to understand in the present scenario, the strategy is at the intersection of forces and expectation. When you talk about forces, there are macro and micro. The macro forces set the boundaries in the form of regulation, technology, inclusion, and transparency. The micro forces, which deal more with the operations, it shapes the execution through competition, pricing pressure, and capabilities. Customer expectations determine success because the services that are provided has to create value, provide seamless journeys through trust and ethics. It has personal relevance, and there is a need for shift from the product pushing to relationship building. Only then a proper value can be created. Strategy at the intersection of the forces and expectations requires the transaction to be focused on financial well-being. One has to understand why the strategy must change. It has to explore what next is required based on the emerging business models reshaping the finance. The emerging business models operationalize the new ideas and redefine the value creation in the financial service. The new models, of course, deliver the speed, flexibility, and personalization, but finance is also becoming seamless, embedded, and invisible in daily life. Together, this model disrupts the traditional structures and opens up newer opportunities for customer engagement and growth by delivering customer delight and seamless experiences. Emerging models don't just sell finance, they integrate finance into daily life of the customers. Finance meets customers where they are, and they are focused on the convenience, relevance, and the emotional impact on the customer. Let's see one by one the various newer emerging business models in this present finance ecosystem. The first one is the BNPL, Buy Now, Pay Later. The BNPL provides instant short-term credit at checkout, and it also provides interest-free installments if paid on time. So these are the two very big attraction, especially for the younger generation. It uses AI and the real-time risk assessment, which does not bring the paperwork into picture. And it's a strong appeal to online shoppers and the younger consumers. No doubt there is a risk of overspending, hidden debt, and accumulation. However, if the financial services providers can educate the users on responsible usage, the BNPL can be very popular. What should be the BNPL marketing strategy? It should highlight quick approvals, flexible payment plans, and how smoothly it can fit into the checkout process. It literally means customer don't have to pay anything. He can pay at his convenience. By combining the convenience with financial discipline, marketers can build trust and support long-term customer well-being. Now let's look at another model, which is embedded finance. Financial services are built into e-commerce, travel, healthcare, mobility apps, and these are the common functionalities of a modern customer. Bank powers the service with payments, loans, insurance, or investments through these platforms which offer the services, and these platforms can be shopping websites, travel apps, healthcare, portals, own the relationship. Finance becomes invisible, however, it is available at a point of need. And all this is becoming seamless because the customer doesn't have to go through the traditional evaluation procedure when he gets a loan. This is a part of whatever service he is getting, whether it's a finance website or a non-finance website. Embedded finance strategy should be unique. The financial service provider should focus on engaging customers throughout their journey, building trust in a non-banking environment, and exploring co-branding opportunities where finance blends naturally into everyday experiences. Marketers must position the embedded finance as a simple, safe, and value-adding. Next model we look at, the robo-advisory and AI-driven services. Robo-advisory and AI-driven services provide automated investment advice using certain algorithms. They are goal-based, low-cost, and are available 24/7. They can be scalable for efficiency, enabling platforms to serve millions of customers without significant manpower. What should be the marketing strategy? The marketing strategy should be highlighting accessibility, affordability, and trustworthy alternatives to traditional wealth management. Customers don't have to visit. They can get all the services on their own platform. It can be a mobile or it can be their laptop. Automated investment advice can prove very useful for busy people. Personalization at scale, low-cost investing, and the empowerment of everyday individuals can make smarter financial decisions. Free portfolio checks or trial investment advisory before customer commits can reduce the risk perception, and it can also encourage adoption amongst the first-time investors. Next, we move to platform banking and super apps. Platform banking and super apps brings together multiple services such as the payments, wealth management, shopping, mobility, travel, and even social features into a single digital ecosystem. These models thrive on partnership with multiple service providers, often using cross-subsidized services to attract and retain users while deepening the ecosystem engagement. What should be the marketing strategy for this business model? The marketer should focus on all-in-one lifestyle ecosystems that enable combined payments, shopping, wealth, mobility, and travel in a single interface. They don't have to look beyond it. The daily companion that saves time, encouraging customers to transition from one service to others, is a beautiful aspect of this model. The app appealing to both young users seeking convenience and even the older users seeking reliability can be built, and it can be popularized with localized campaigns in the regional languages. This model can also be made more popular by leveraging gamification, loyalty programs, as well as the referral schemes. Now we look at the next model, which is digital only neobanks and the hybrid models. These are entirely online and operate without physical branches. They offer mobile first services such as the payment, savings, lending, budgeting tools with superior user experiences and lower fees. They focus on specific groups of people like freelancers, startups, and gig workers. The hybrid approach attracts many, both the traditional as well as the newer customers who prefer to do everything with an app. What should be the marketing strategy for this model? Simplicity, transparency, and niche relevance is the code word for this marketing strategy. The marketer should emphasize the mobile-first usability, fast onboarding, and lower fees. They should create freemium models, that is, basic services are free and charge for the premium features, maybe at higher interest rates, advanced analytics, or concierge support at a premium cost. Next, we come to tokenized assets and the crypto service. What is tokenization? Tokenization is a process of converting the value of a real-world asset, which can be a gold, a piece of property, or even a stock, into a digital token on a blockchain. What is crypto service? Crypto service are the platforms and systems built around the technology that allow issuance, trading, and management of these digital tokens. So this is becoming popular in the modern times because customer can own a fractional part of a huge asset with tokenization. What should be the marketing strategy? It should blend the trust and compliance of traditional finance with innovation and community focus of the crypto world. The focus should shift from pure speculation to demonstrating the real-world utility, security, and access for making these services accessible to both the retail and the institutional investors by highlighting convenience, diversification, and global reach. More and more people are going to enter, but if you educate them on the benefits of this, they will trust you and they will go with you over a longer period of time. Next is the micro investment and subscription bundle. This allows people to invest very small amounts regularly or access bundled financial services such as savings, credit, and insurance for a flat subscription fee. Basically, it inculcates a habit of savings amongst those who are not financial literate or they don't find financial services at ease. It makes wealth creation more inclusive, affordable, and easy to manage for everyone, especially the younger and the first-time investors. What should be the strategy for this? The strategy should be finance should be made simple for everyone with automation for attaining financial wellness. Once people understand what is financial wellness, they will automatically come into this. Anyone can start with a small, affordable, and habit-forming financial solution and can build wealth. That confidence is very important for people to come into it. Financial service providers should explain finance in a simple language, use real-life examples, and show how even small daily savings can add up over time. Now, friends, it's a time for understanding what is the meaning of moving from products to experiences, which is very relevant in this newer business models. So now it's the time to understand what does it mean that there is need, that it needs a shift from products to experiences. Financial services are no longer differentiated only on products. Why? Because customer wants experiences. Experiences of how well the product fits into their requirements. Industry transformation is driven by experiences, channels, and ecosystems. Customers don't buy products, they seek solutions. that fits their life values and goals. And hence, the marketing focus shifts from what we sell to how customer experiences and feel. This customer experience and feeling is the core for any marketing activity. Competitive edge today is based on how well the marketers establish an emotional connection and provide seamless lifestyle integration. Now is the time to understand beyond transactions to holistic engagements. So this simply means it is not just selling products one time, but establishing long-term relationship. Marketers must create seamless, convenient, and trustworthy interactions at every touch point. It requires a shift that it's not just describing what a product is, but towards showing how a service can improve the customer's life and what it can help them achieve. It should make the emotional connection far more valuable than any product feature. Seamless lifestyle integration and genuine relevant advisory is very important to establish trust. It can build loyalty and long-term relationships also. The shift from one-time sales to ongoing life cycle-based journey is very useful for going beyond transactions to establishing holistic engagements. For example, mutual funds marketed as wealth journeys with advisory, dashboards, and goal planning helps the customer to look at it 360-degree view, how well his money is actually growing and fulfilling his goals.